Well, I am all kinds of excited for Trainer Underwood. Cam, a video stream Friday night. I've got the call alongside Brian Bertini, taking a look at it from the trainer point of view with head coach Jeff Casey. Coach, I guess just first off, looking back on Friday night, play a really athletic Shenandoah team and get a dominant win. Now that you've had a few days to kind of digest, you know, the dominant win on Friday night, tell me about it and what you liked.
Well, there was a lot to like about it. I thought our kids played really hard. You know, we started out the first quarter, the game went exactly as I had expected and exactly how I told the team it was going to go, that it was going to be a tough battle with those guys. That's a good football team with a lot of good football players, and they're well coached, and you mentioned a lot of good athletes. So it was a very even start to the game, back and forth, and then as things progressed and we started to get a little bit of momentum, I think just started to wear down a little bit and started to take some shots on the outside a little bit there, and Jet Thornton ran really well, and our defense tightened up and played an outstanding game. They didn't have very many yards rushing. I think they were less than 10 yards rushing on the night when you factor in quarterback sacks. And so just an all-around great effort from the kids.
Four games in, and not saying wins and losses, because, I mean, you've played four teams that are probably going to be playoff teams. But just in terms of, you know, what you guys have been able to do and the execution and all the stuff that goes into a game, do you like where you guys are at the halfway point of the regular season?
I really do, and we strategically scheduled those non-district games against really quality opponents because we wanted to challenge ourselves. We wanted to make sure that we were ready for, you know, a team like Underwood this week, who we knew was going to be really, really talented, and we wanted to look ahead to playoff time and get prep for some of those really strong 1A playoff teams. So had a tough schedule here to start, 3-1, had a really close game with Van Meter. That was a game where when we evaluated it after the fact, we recognized all the mistakes we made that night. I made a bunch of mistakes personally. And so we just all kind of got to work the next week and corrected things and got things back on track. And so I'm pretty happy with where we're at right now. There's a lot to get better at, though. You know, I watched the film from Friday and, you know, we're still missing things. We've got some tackling issues we're still working through, some coverage things, making sure our, you know, assignments on offense are correct. I think we had four. What I was talking about pre-snap penalties with the guys. I think we had four of them, false starts and things like that. So there's still a lot that we got to get cleaned up.
Offensively, I know, you know, in your heart, you would love to just be able to run the football every play, but you guys have had a really balanced offense this year with Ethan Hill at quarterback and then Jet Sorensen at running back. Tell me about what the offense has looked like this year. And when you guys are at your best offensively, what have been the things you've been able to do well?
Well, we've got too many talented athletes spread across the field to not get the ball in their hands. And so I kind of have that Mike Leach approach to a balanced offense. And it's not necessarily how many times you run or pass it, but how many times everybody touches it. So that's something that we watch closely. How many times has Jet touched it? How many times has Jude Mithka touched it? How many times has Brock Casey touched it? Drew Myers, you know, Keaton Dirks. There's a lot of kids, and I could keep naming off more. But we're trying to spread the ball around and get guys involved and find matchups we can take advantage of. And so some nights that may be a ton of running plays, and some nights it may be 50-50 run pass. I think we had close to 500 yards Friday night and over 300 of that on the ground. So, you know, whatever works for us on Friday, we're going to stick with it.
Jeff Casey, head football coach at Trainer. And on the defensive side, I don't know that it's been appreciated enough how good you guys have been defensively. Number five scoring defense in Class 1A right now. Shut out Shenandoah, you know, held a Riverside team that's got one of the best running backs in the state to just 8 points. What's been the secret defensively?
I think the secret is it's two things. One, we keep things really simple, and we just try to get our kids playing very fast and flying to the football and playing good team defense. And I think if you were to ask me, you know, who are the kids that stand out, every game I could probably list two or three different names. It's a bunch of different kids that are stepping up, making plays. Luke Christensen played a great game at corner for us on Friday, had two big interceptions. Dane Gucci had an outstanding game at defensive end. So we just try to keep things simple, play fast. The other thing is, you know, I grew up here, pretty much lived here my whole life, and I remember growing up, like, Trainer was known for the defense. Like, it was a stout, tough defense, and people didn't want to play Trainer because of our defense. And so I got a lot of Trainer grads, guys that played here, played when I was a young assistant coach, and they kind of know the tradition and the pride that we take in defense around here. And so we've tried to build that same mentality and same philosophy with the kids.
Underwood, the opponent on Friday night, do I need to say anything more than Trainer Underwood?
No, probably not. That probably sums it up. I mean, these guys are good. They've been good for a long time. And, you know, it's always an exciting game. You know, obviously, last season, you know, we went back and forth with both games and won one by one and lost one by one. And you know, I mentioned this to Dusty after the game on Friday. Last year was last year, and this year is this year. And they got a new guys, and we got new guys, and we're going to strap it up and have some fun Friday.
Yeah, you know, looking at what they're doing, I mean, they're coming off a really impressive performance on Friday night. What is the one or two things that they do that you guys have to account for?
Oh, my gosh. There's probably a lot more than one or two. They've obviously got an outstanding quarterback. It's super experienced. He's played a ton of snaps, started a lot of games, had a ton of success. And so when you get to this point in your career like he has, the game slows down for you. And so he sees things a little bit differently, a little more clearly than maybe he did a couple years ago. And that's tough to deal with. And so that's first and foremost. We got to worry about him. Up front, they're a load. They are super talented up front. I think, I could be wrong on this, but I think they had so many starting linemen back that they actually moved some starting linemen to other positions, which is impressive. But, you know, when I think of Underwood, like, they always have these kids that you play them for two or three years, and you're like, oh, man, I'm so glad that those guys graduated. And then the next year, it's like, holy smokes, they got these other four or five guys or six guys. And then it's just the same thing over and over. They're so good at rebuilding and reloading, and they mix in young talent that then becomes very experienced, a kid like Garrett Watt or a Riker Adair, guys that have been out there for a long time. So they're super experienced. They're tough up front. Great quarterback. Their defense is super physical. I could go on and on about all the things that they're really good at.
What does a Trainer path to victory have to look like on Friday night?
Well, we need to kind of go back to some of those things I mentioned a few minutes ago. So we got to clean up like three snap penalties. We have to be good tacklers. We have to make sure we understand that our eyes are in the right spot and read our keys defensively. And then we just got to stay within ourselves offensively. You know, we've had some games, you know, I mentioned it Friday. We, you know, started off not necessarily slow, but we didn't score in the first quarter. But we were starting to do some things to set it up for the scoring later. So, you know, we can't get worked up if things don't go perfect in the beginning. Last year, the first time we played them, you know, we were down early in the game and we clawed back and ended up winning. So we just got to stay composed and do what we do and stick with it for four quarters.
Two of the top five offenses in Class 1A through four games. Do you go into this kind of sensing that it could be a shootout?
I mean, not really. I guess I haven't thought about it. It could be. I mean, it's explosive offenses. You know, Tri-Standard is explosive as well. And so those two teams put up a ton of points, as you mentioned, on Friday. You know, I don't know. It's two really good defenses as well. It's two teams with really good special teams. And so I don't. I think points are probably going to be hard to come by, because I think we just take pride in our defenses. Both teams do, but like you said, both teams could probably score very quickly as well. So I mean, it's we gotta be focused every snap of the game. That's going to be really important for us. Otherwise, they could score very quickly.
Looking forward to it, Jeff Casey, head football coach at Trainer. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck on Friday night.
Thanks, Trevor. We'll see you then.